Hello and welcome to This Is The Way podcast. My name is Zach Way and I am the host of this short and simple podcast that focuses on a fruit of the spirit, a spiritual discipline, and a passage of scripture. I think I am finally finding out how to do this podcast and fit it in with the rest of my life. And I think that means the schedule is going to be changing to twice a month. Once I'll focus on a spiritual discipline, and once I'll focus on a fruit of the spirit, or a combination of the two. And of course, there'll always be a passage of scripture. Today is February 17th as I'm recording this, so we're over halfway through February, and a lot is going on for me. That's why I haven't recorded this podcast lately. So we're buying a house. And with buying a house, there's a lot of things. I feel like now that we're buying a house, I have started to compare things about houses and realizing, oh, this yard isn't as big, or this doesn't have as many bathrooms, or it would be nice to whatever. And the more that I compare, the less joy I am finding, because as Theodore Roosevelt says, comparison is thief of joy. So before we get into this, I just want to help myself to get rid of distractions, find a quiet place, get comfortable, and think about some of the things that are stealing your joy. Take a deep breath, breathe in through your nose, and exhale through your mouth, and let go of all of that comparison. The fruit of the spirit that we're focusing on this month is joy, and the spiritual discipline that will accompany it is prayer. I'm going to go over a couple of passages of scripture. We'll start with Colossians 3:2, and I'll be reading out of the Amplified translation. Set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above, the heavenly things, and not the things that are on earth, which have temporal value. Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk habitually in the Holy Spirit. Seek Him and be responsive to His guidance, and then you will certainly not carry out the desires of the sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and His precepts. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, through the experience of your faith, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you will abound in hope and overflow with confidence in His promises. I have found that when I am focused on the things that are on earth, it is more difficult for me to find joy. And it is when I am in prayer that my heart and my mind is more aligned with God's heart and what His will is for my life, that I am able to find joy. And it is a habit. We have to habitually walk in the Holy Spirit and seek Him and be responsive to His guidance. And then when we do that, we won't compare. We won't respond impulsively. We will have peace that surpasses all understanding. And that peace, that is joy. Joy is not just a feeling. Joy is a condition of the heart. So in Romans, Paul says that the God of hope can fill us with all joy and peace in our believing through our experience of faith, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope and overflow with confidence in His promises. How do we get filled with joy? We have to walk habitually in the Holy Spirit and be responsive to His guidance, not focusing on the things that are on earth, but setting our minds and staying focused on the things that are above. It would be awesome if I was in a state of constant prayer, but I am not there. And so I need some reminders. I need some reminders to spend time in prayer, to focus my mind on things above and surrender my will to God's will and go to Him to allow His Spirit to fill me with joy. In order to do that, just some quick reminders for prayer is morning, afternoon, and evening. And I'm not talking about just like before meals. I'm talking about setting aside time in your day, adding a reminder to your calendar so you can start and end your day in prayer, and then keep it going throughout the day. So a quick little practice is in the morning, say the Lord's Prayer and then paraphrase it in your own words. In the afternoon, pray Psalms 23 and then paraphrase it in your own words. And then in the evening, you can go through the prayer of Examine, which is pretty easy to find online, but it is a structure of a prayer to help you recall the things in your day that not only brought you joy, but the things that you need to repent for. If we lived in God's love, then we would be filled with joy. And if we lived fully in God's love, then we wouldn't need reminders to pray or try to pray harder. We would be in God's presence. We would be living in His love. And perfect love casts out all fear. I feel like fear holds me back from praying, and fear holds me back from experiencing joy. So there's some practices in order to help us find more joy that I got from John Mark in Bridgetown Church. Four quick things. Number one, surrender the illusion of control. I like to control things. I want to be in control. But if I want to find joy, I need to recognize that there are things that are outside of my control and I need to let go of those. Surrender not only to God's will, but surrender the illusion that I am in control of everything that's in my life. Second practice is to give thanks, to practice gratitude. You can do this with a journal. It's very helpful. It's part of the prayer of Examine. If you choose to do that every evening, that's a great way to practice gratitude. The third practice that we can do is focus our attention on what is good. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is honorable, whatever is trustworthy, whatever is beautiful. If anything's good, focus on these things. And then the last kind of practice would be to celebrate. Throw a party. It could be a physical party or it could be a Zoom party, depending on what the rules for where you're living are right now. But it'd be good to celebrate at a table together with good food and with family and brothers and sisters in Christ, because celebrating is a good thing. And when you celebrate with other people, shared joy is double joy. Shared grief is half grief. I hope that those practices are helpful for you. I'm going to close us out in prayer. Just a reminder, if this is helpful for you, please share it with a friend or a family member. Remember to subscribe, and if you have 30 seconds, leave a review. If you want, you can also leave a prayer or a voicemail with the link in the show notes, or you could send me an email. So take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. God, help us to know You, to be aware of Your presence, and to grow more and more into the person that You have created us to be, mirroring the life of Your Son. Fill us with the fruit of the Spirit and guide and direct our paths. Give us wisdom and grace. Help us to honor and glorify You in everything that we do. Shine Your light on our hearts so that we can love those around us as you have loved us.